Now, you're notorious for having a small list and learning how to convert highly, way highly more than an average marketer out here. What is your conversion mindset? What's your mindset when it comes to sales, conversion? What's your mindset?
You know, it's funny. You said you're a church guy. My marketing philosophy is all about serving people. And I know it sounds corny, but I want to keep somebody with me as long as I can. So I want to get them onto my list. I want to keep them with me as long as I can. I want to develop the relationship with them. I want to develop trust. I'm not looking for the quick sale. I'm looking for the long-term relationship, because in the long term, you'll make more sales. The person will buy more often from you, give you more what's called wallet share. They'll buy autoresponder from you, their system tools from you. They'll join they'll buy their auto ship MLM from you. They'll buy their events from you, etc. So that makes a big difference. And I remember one time I was having a conversation with a major marketer who was telling me basically that my production wasn't as much as other people's. Mm. I said, go look at my numbers and see how much I earn per person. They came back with their jaw on the floor because they were like, oh my God, you're triple all like the other marketers who are top marketers. You're earning triple per person. That's why you're earning so much money. Yeah. I go deeper with the people and extract more.
I love deeper because I had to learn that too. You know, when you come on the internet, everybody's thinking wide width, right? Just as many people as you can bring in. But we often find that they get burnt out at some point, you know, and deeper is what keeps you in the game long term. So I totally agree with that. And when you say deeper, you're talking either you use the machines or personally, you're talking about just about the people, making sure that you're there to answer to the people. There are probably about 10 people that will come on your website. About 3 to 4 people will take the next action. And you want to make sure that those 3 to 4 people get your attention, as opposed to forget about the 3 to 4 people, go get 10 more people. People get burnt out. People waste a lot of money on marketing just by doing that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm very specific about who I want on my list. I'm looking for a certain type of person, or the old phrase that my mentor taught me is I'm looking for people that are looking for me. So I'm not marketing in a way that's designed to get everybody. I'm marketing in a way that's designed to get people that connect to me as a person. So right. Then when I show them my products and services, they're much more likely to sign up and buy continually. So I'm not looking to have the 100,000 person list.
Right.
I actually want people to instead of getting them to opt into a page that says, I'm going to show how to generate 50 leads a day, the typical stuff, or, you know, the typical stuff that people do, mine will be very unusual so that I'll get less opt-ins, but the people who opt in are much more likely to buy. So I'm dealing with a smaller crowd that's more inclined to buy.
Hey, my friend, did you like that video? I just need help from you. I just need help from you. Can you help me? It's just one click. Just click on that subscribe button right now. It should be under this video if you're on a mobile phone, or it should be towards your left if you're on a computer. Just click on the subscribe. It's just one click. Can you do me that favor? Actually, you will get notified every single time I release a valuable video like this. I will see you on the next one, and peace.